Welcome to the American Quarantine Podcast in Mauritius in the Indian Ocean.
My name is Nanjiti Justin. I'm a student at Indian College.
And my name is Kellyanne Ayotte, and I'm a student at the Loreto Cubic College. Today we'll be discussing drugs,
the way it impacts teens and Mauritius, and why it's an important issue.
So Justin, what can you say about drugs?
Drugs are most commonly used in teenagers nowadays to confirm the stress caused by misunderstandings and peer pressure. So, why is drugs a problem?
Drug is a big problem nowadays. Drugs can lead to financial problem, which can lead to stealing.
Okay.
It interferes with the way the brain works. For example, the inability to make choices and concentration. It can cause death, illness, and disabilities. It can increase the risk of unintentional injuries, accident, and domestic violence incidents. It weakens the immune system. It can cause nausea and abdominal pain. And it can also cause lung diseases.
Okay, so let's discuss a little bit more and complicated about the drugs.
Okay.
Drugs cause death.
Yes.
Deaths related to synthetic opioids and heroin have seen the sharpest rise. Drugs target the system which causes the large amount of dopamine, a brain chemical that helps regulate emotions and feelings of pleasure, to flood the brain. This flood of dopamine is what causes a high feeling.
Well,
so, okay. Let's continue with the solutions of drug addiction.
Well, some solutions can be to deal effectively with peer pressure.
Okay.
Like, obviously, no one likes to be left out, and teens
find themselves doing things they normally wouldn't do just to fit in.
Well, for this problem, teens can find better group of friends that won't pressure them into doing harmful things. And another example, they can say
no.
Also, prepare a good excuse or a plan ahead of time.
Okay.
To deal with life pressure, find other ways to handle stress and unwind. Make up exercising, volunteer with the needy, create something positive and relaxing. Seek for
mental illness
help.
Okay.
Those suffering from some form of mental illness, such as anxiety, depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder, should seek the help of a trained person. Also,
examine the risk factors and keep a well-balanced life. Thank you.
Thank you.